This is Akashvani. The news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 48th meeting of Pragati yesterday and reviewed key projects related to mines, railways and water resources. These projects, pivotal to economic growth and public welfare, were reviewed with a focus on timelines, inter-agency coordination and resolution of issues. The Prime Minister underscored that delays in project execution come at the dual cost of escalating financial outlays and denying citizens timely access to essential services and infrastructure. During a review of Prime Minister Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission, Mr. Modi urged all states to accelerate the development of health infrastructure with a special focus on aspirational districts. He emphasized that equitable access to quality health care must be ensured for the poor, marginalized and undeserved populations. The government has taken the decision for establishing the International Potato Centre, South Asia Regional Centre at Agra in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media on the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that this will help in increasing food and nutrition security, farmers' income and job creation by improving potato and sweet potato productivity, post-harvest management and value addition. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the government has approved the proposal for extension of Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 2 at a cost of 3,626 crore rupees.
Aaj Line 2, iska 3,626 crore rupees ke outlay se iska extension approve hua. Isse 12.75 kilometers aur add honge. और 13 मोर स्टेशन विल बी एडेड. सिटी के जो बहुत फास्ट ग्रोइंग सबर्ब्स हैं ईस्ट और वेस्ट में, वो सब इससे कनेक्ट होंगे. बहुत सारे आईटी हब्स हैं, एकेडमिक एरियाज हैं और रेजिडेंशियल एरियाज हैं जिसको इसका बेनिफिट मिलेगा.
द मिनिस्टर सेड दैट द यूनियन कैबिनेट चेयर्ड बाय द प्राइम मिनिस्टर पास्ड अ रेजोल्यूशन ऑन द ऑब्जर्वेंस ऑफ 50 इयर्स सिंस द प्रोक्लेमेशन ऑफ इमरजेंसी. द मिनिस्टर सेड अ रेजोल्यूशन हैज बीन पास्ड ऑन द सक्सेसफुल लॉन्च ऑफ द स्पेस मिशन एक्सियम 4 मिशन. ही सेड द यूनियन Cabinet welcomed the launch of the mission carrying astronauts from India, Hungary, Poland and the US. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the SCO Defence Ministers meeting at Qingdao in China today. Mr. Singh reached China yesterday evening during the meeting. The Defence Ministers are expected to discuss a host of issues including regional and international peace and security, counter-terrorism efforts and cooperation. Gross foreign direct investment FDI inflows into India surged to $8.8 billion in April this year, higher than $5.9 billion in March and $7.2 billion in April 2024. Security forces conducted a comprehensive joint mock drill at the Baltal base camp yesterday in preparation for the upcoming Amarnath Yatra scheduled to start on July 3rd. The Yatra will culminate on August 9 on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy to very heavy rainfall activity is likely to continue over northwest, central east and northeast parts of the country during the next 7 days. The agency was predicted heavy rain over coastal Karnataka, East Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Kerala, Mahe, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand today. The Indian junior men's hockey team has defeated Australia 2-1 in the battle for third place at the ongoing Four Nations tournament in Berlin yesterday. For India, Rohit scored the equaliser before Ajit Yadav's fourth quarter goal secured the victory. The Khelo India University Games 2025 will be held in November this year in Jaipur, Rajasthan. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said that more than 4,000 athletes are expected to feature. And that is the end of this news bulletin.